We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Gracious viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155. Frequency 11604 MHz. Polarization horizontal. Symbol rate 27500. FEC 5/6.
Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels with live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vistas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaq Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korean doctors provide free operations for Oloxies or Vietnamese youth. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Don't Eat Friends, a Chinese animal rights organization that was founded by rock star Xie Sheng. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 16th, is the birthday of the President of the Seychelles, His Excellency James Alix Michel, born in 1944 in Mahi. In office since 2004, President Michel has over 30 years of experience in government service. His Excellency was instrumental in democratizing the education system of the country and encouraging modern telecommunication development. In 2009, His Excellency was honored with the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization Gold Medal of the Five Continents for his efforts in promoting peace and tolerance. The award was also presented for President Michel's help in raising international awareness about the vulnerability of small island developing states, especially in regards to climate change. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency President James Alix Michel, for your dedication to the people of Seychelles and the world. May you enjoy a happy and grace-filled birthday.
Flying news. Inundation in Niger and Chad displaces thousands. Ongoing heavy rains claimed the lives of two children in the Maradi region of Niger on August 13th, while nearly 70,000 people became homeless as the downpour turned into floods across the country. The United Nations World Food Program and UNICEF had delivered aid to the displaced families, including food, mosquito nets, tents, and medical supplies. In neighboring Chad, flooding triggered by the heaviest rains in 40 years have affected up to 9,000 people, with 1,800 families rendered homeless in the northern town of Faya Largo alone.
While some displaced are taking refuge with neighbors or in schools, many have been left without shelter against the incessant precipitation. The Chadian government, as well as UN agencies and other non-governmental organizations, have been working to reach all the afflicted, though relief efforts have been hindered by the flood conditions, with vehicles being swept away by surging waters in normally dry riverbeds. So far, blankets, bed mats, and plastic sheeting have been distributed to some 2,500 families. Like other West African nations, Niger and Chad have been enduring a prolonged drought that has left millions hungry due to crop failure, making the rains very much needed. However, such drastic heavy precipitation has currently worsened many of the residents' already dire situation.
We are most grateful for the efforts of the Chadian and Nigerian governments as well as all United Nations agencies and other organizations for your endeavors to assist the flood-affected, wishing a soon recovered stability for the people of Chad and Niger as we pray for humanity's greater efforts in restoring our fragile ecosystem for the benefit of all beings on Earth.
Floods wreak havoc in Thailand and Malaysia. A tropical storm over the Gulf of Thailand and the Andaman Sea brought torrential rains that triggered flooding and landslides in the two Southeastern Asian nations. In Thailand's northern Lampang province, one man succumbed while trying to warn others of the storm, as 900 families were evacuated due to flash floods on Friday, August 13. In neighbouring Chiang Mai, the overflowing Mae Ping River caused several villages to become isolated after a bridge collapsed.
Meanwhile, in Uttaradit, floodwaters reaching 1.5 metres deep inundated more than 150 households, prompting a state of disaster to be declared in four sub-districts. Officials in Chiang Mai installed water pumps to relieve floodwaters, while Uttaradit Governor Yothin Samuthiri said that relief items and bags to create levees were distributed to flood victims. In Malaysia's Kedah state, over 200 families were evacuated on Saturday when a mudslide thought to have been caused by logging caused the Sungai Sipir River to overflow. Several others were evacuated as another 50 villages in the state's Balin district were flooded, and two shelters have been established. Visiting officials have stated that affected residents will be provided with aid.
Our appreciation, Thai and Malaysian governments and personnel working to help the disaster-hit people, as we convey our sympathies for the life lost to the storm. May such weather extremities soon subside, as our greater consideration for each other and the environment helps restore our planetary balance.
Storms deluge Iowa, Minnesota, and other Midwestern states. As of Saturday, August 14th, federal disaster aid eligibility was noted for 50 Iowa counties following the past week's severe weather. After a 16-year-old teenager perished on Wednesday in raging floodwaters and four others were injured, while hundreds were forced to flee their homes as floodwaters rose.
The heavily submerged city of Ames also suffered major damage to a main pipeline, with crews still working to restore drinking water for the city's 55,000 residents. In the state of Minnesota, tornadoes and severe windstorms on Thursday and Friday tore roofs and walls off homes, collapsing smaller structures and uprooting trees. Meanwhile, Wisconsin and Indiana were still recovering from flash floods during the week that had prompted road and bridge closures, as well as electricity outages and the temporary evacuation of residents.
We are thankful for all rescue and other teams working to restore the regular day-to-day lives of the Midwestern residents. Our hearts are saddened to know of the loss of a young life, and we pray for the safety of all those affected, as we envision a brighter future for all of humanity through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. firefighting equipment lands in Moscow. The first shipment from the United States to Russia for assistance in helping extinguish the nation's wildfires arrived on Saturday, August 14th. The delivery included water tanks, pumps, hand tools, fire protective clothing, and medical kits, and is part of a $4.5 million U.S. equipment donation. In addition, the U.S. state of California, which often faces wildfires during dry summer months, has joined in the broader effort and is sending thousands of protective clothing items to help protect the firefighters. To aid personnel who have been affected on duty, the U.S. also donated $50,000 for the purchase of relief items such as blankets and food parcels. In a statement, Mr. Philip Crowley of the U.S. State Department affirmed, "The United States stands with the people of Russia as they fight to contain the destructive spread of wildfires, which have taken lives and displaced many from their homes. We are taking action to support the heroic efforts of Russian firefighters and emergency responders as they seek to bring these fires under control. Our heartfelt thanks, United States government, and heaven bless your assistance at this time. Through such united hearts and determined efforts, may the forests and lives in Russia be protected and preserved."
Pakistan's premier appeals for international aid amidst the devastating losses and displacement of some 20 million people. Stagnant floodwaters are now also causing concern for the spread of deadly waterborne diseases such as cholera. The first case of cholera has already been confirmed in northwest Pakistan, as 36,000 Pakistanis have reported to be suffering from watery diarrhea, which is a main symptom of the disease, saying that this disaster is the worst calamity ever experienced by the country. With national resources that are not sufficient to address it, Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani has asked the international community for help. He said, "Despite all-out efforts by the government, all available aid seems to be inadequate. I would appeal to the world community to extend a helping hand to fight this calamity." Nations around the world have begun responding to the call, including the Iranian Red Crescent Society, or IRCS, which most recently sent a fourth shipment containing 40 tons of food and tents. In total, the IRCS has thus far donated almost 220 tons of humanitarian aid to Pakistan.
Conveying all her sorrow and tearful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that more association members, in addition to those previously requested, please go if possible to do what they can to help the afflicted, especially to address urgently necessary medical care. She also offered another $50,000 for desperate needs of any kind. This amount, combined with a previous $65,000 donated for the purchase of sheltering tents and other emergency materials, could acquire approximately $2 million in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Pakistan's cost of living. Allah bless Iran and other nations coming to Pakistan's assistance in her time of need, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern.
Our prayers for the protection of the Pakistani people, and that they receive all the support needed for a smooth recovery to fulfilling lives of prosperity and peace.
I expect the community center and mosque will add to the life and vitality of the neighborhood and the entire city.
Mosque Community Center to be built near 9/11 site in New York. The Cordoba Initiative, which focuses on promoting multi-faith understanding, has received overwhelming approval from the Lower Manhattan Community Board for its proposal to build a Cordoba House, or Muslim Community Center, near the site of the former World Trade Center towers in New York City, USA. Support has also come from U.S. President Barack Obama, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, as well as Jewish organizations, who have all highlighted religious tolerance as an essential value and religious freedom as a right protected by the U.S. Constitution. President Obama stated,
"Our commitment to religious freedom must be unshakable. The principle that people of all faiths are welcome in this country, and that they will not be treated differently by their government, is essential to who we are. The writ of the founders must endure."
Addressing the press, Mayor Bloomberg also said,
"In fact, their plan envisions reaching beyond their walls and building an interfaith community. But doing so, it is my hope that the mosque will help to bring our city even closer together. Muslims are as much a part of our city and our country as the people of any faith, and they are as welcome to worship in Lower Manhattan as any other group."
Many thanks, President Obama, Mayor Bloomberg, Manhattan Community Board, and all others involved for your support of communities built on values of tolerance and respect.
Political controversies come and go, but our values and our traditions endure. And there is no neighborhood in this city that is off limits to God's love and mercy.
Blessed be our world to uphold such principles in peaceful coexistence with brethren everywhere.
Iraqi group declares ceasefire in Turkey. On Friday, August 13, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in northern Iraq promised a unilateral ceasefire until at least September 20 in honor of the holy month of Ramadan. President of the Autonomous Kurdish Region, Mr. Masoud Barzani, and imprisoned PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan were among those calling for the provisional peace. PKK spokesperson Buzan Tekin affirmed that this decision could be the start of resolving more than two decades of conflict, as he stated, "We believe that a ceasefire at this time might have positive results towards developing a political and peaceful solution." Kurdistan Workers' Party members, our sincere thanks for your gesture of peace, wishing the gentle-hearted people of Kurdistan and Turkey the blessings of harmonious relations in the holy month of Ramadan and beyond.
Researchers developing breath sensor to detect cancer. Scientists from the Technion Israel Institute of Technology in Israel have developed a breath test prototype that, irrespective of gender, age, or lifestyle, can provide early detection for four of the most prevalent types of cancer. Acting as a highly sensitive electronic nose, the sensor is able to identify volatile organic compounds measured in just a few parts per billion that are more elevated in cancer patients. Preliminary results from a study of 177 volunteers have shown 89% accuracy in early detection of breast cancer and almost 100% in lung cancer. Technion co-author Professor Abraham Kutin said the confirmation of these initial findings could lead to the widespread use of this method as a simple and effective tool for early cancer diagnosis, as well as effectiveness of treatment. How exciting! Heaven's blessings, Professor Kutin and colleagues at Technion Israel Institute, for this promising development. Wishing you continued success in advancing such technologies for the benefit of all humanity.
Save our planet. Black Sea drought now poses threat to crops through 2011. Extremely dry weather, aggravated by recent wildfires, has adversely affected growing conditions in the normally flourishing Black Sea region, also known as the breadbasket of the area. As a result, both Russia and Ukraine, the world's fourth and sixth largest wheat exporters respectively, have announced export bans to conserve national food supplies. With the drought in Russia being the worst in a century, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin stated that the effects may be so severe that the export ban will need to extend beyond the year's end. He went on to state that the grain crop forecast could fall to as low as 60 million tons, down from the previous week's 75 million tons forecast.
The affected growing regions are currently not planning to sow seeds for the winter 2010 crops this autumn, which normally amounts to 40% of the country's grain harvest, and will focus on spring 2011 crops later instead. Winter grain sowing is also being delayed in Ukraine, where high temperatures and absence of rain have parched the soil's sowing layer. Officials have also stated that grain surpluses from prior years may need to be used to help avoid internal food shortages.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and governments of Russia and Ukraine, for your efforts to cope with this serious situation affecting not only Russia, but global food supplies.
Let us all act in more sustaining ways to protect food security worldwide, including a foremost shift to the environmentally restoring organic vegan diet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often expressed concern about climate change impacts on global food production, as discussed in a 2009 video conference in Togo.
Zimbabwe, Somalia, Mauritius, Mozambique, and Sudan, just to name a few, are experiencing worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops, thus adding to food shortages and price rising. Add to this desertification and deforestation that further degrade the land. Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops, and fire that burn the forest. These impacts of climate change increase food insecurity and the food crisis. It is best if government leaders can be part of the solution. They can assist in helping people to understand why it is so important to make the change to the veg diet. So let us try our best to help remind and encourage our leaders to do something.
Save Our Planet. Biologists at John U. Lloyd Beach State Park in Florida, USA, help new loggerhead turtle hatchlings by ensuring their safe passage in the moonlight toward the ocean waters where they can swim free.
Save Our Planet. Funded by several Hollywood studios such as Walt Disney and Warner Brothers, the Producers Guild of America is sponsoring a movement to support green movie productions through a nationwide database of eco-friendly products and services.
Warning news. More than 4,500 chickens die over the past 2 months in Bengkulu, Indonesia, of suspected bird flu virus.
I'm Zolo, and this is my good friend Lady.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, and we're very glad to be vegan.
We're here to share an eco tip on what you can do to help protect sand dunes.
Besides buffering the waves, they are also a wildlife habitat.
So it's a good idea to use walkways when available, instead of crossing over them to get to the beach.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green.
To save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Costa Rica, San Rafael de Alajuela Hospital in Alajuela, Costa Rica, organized a green fair for the community to promote sustainable practices for a healthier living. Information on organic farming, hydroponic gardening, and recycling were offered. Our association members presented a show for children about the importance of changing to a vegan diet. Afterwards, the audience received colorful badges that said, Animals Official Defender. Dr. Francisco Perez, general director of the hospital, also happily wore one.
Tenemos que educarnos y cambiar nuestros hábitos para comer dieta a base de vegetales y productos como la soya, que son fundamentales para nuestro metabolismo y sobre todo para evitar enfermedades.
¿Por qué les dieron esa placa?
Porque no vamos a comer más carne de animales.
A salvar los animales.
In addition, our association members shared complimentary vegan fare as well as plant-based recipes, SOS flyers and DVDs on climate change and the cruelty-free lifestyle.
Díganos, ¿qué le ha parecido esta degustación de comida vegana?
Excelente, esta comida es la que debiéramos de comer siempre.
La verdad es que debemos ir enfocados a una dieta más saludable, más vegetal, completamente libre de agroquímicos, nada animal, para poder ir contribuyendo a salvar nuestro planeta.
Our earnest thankfulness, Dr. Francisco Perez and San Rafael de Alajuela Hospital for planning this important gathering. May each individual come to realize that the most effective way to bring about a more vibrant planet and existence for all is to adopt a vegan diet. In humanitarian news, South Korean doctors provide free operations for All Axis or Vietnamese youth. As part of the South Korea's Smile for Children's program, the volunteer physicians from the country performed cleft lip and palate surgeries on 190 young people with the assistance of All Axis colleagues. SK Telecom, a mobile telecommunications operator from South Korea, supplied the funding for the medical procedures and equipment. Our heartfelt gratitude, South Korean and All Axis doctors. God bless your caring commitment to bringing positive change to these youth's lives. Also, many thanks, Smile for Children and SK Telecom, for supporting such a loving endeavor. May the sweet smiles of children continue to grace our world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Don't Eat Friends, a Chinese animal rights organization which rescues homeless cats and dogs. We'll take a moment in prayer for world peace. Please stay tuned for more brightening news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a charming world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an animal rights group in China which takes part in charity concerts to campaign against the cruel practice of using fur.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Friends, a Chinese animal protection organization, was founded in 2007 by vegan singer and rock star Xia Cheng. The nonprofit based in Beijing makes available information on various aspects of taking care of animal companions. In addition, volunteers help to rescue more than 30 homeless cats and dogs each month.
Xia Jing, the lead vocalist of the popular band Giant Beanstalk, has taken part in a number of vegan charity concerts. In 2008, the Don't Eat Friends tour was very successful in 10 cities. The compassionate musician has also held 8 Don't Eat Friends to Save the Bear concerts, 3 Don't Lose Hope, My Little Fox anti-fur concerts, and 7 vegan Don't Eat Dogs and Cats concerts. In addition, Xia Jing has joined hands with other rock bands and the Chinese Vegetarian Union to launch Don't Eat Friends, Go Vegetarian, Save the Black Bear, Reject Bear Bile concerts.
Xia Cheng enjoys a simple lifestyle. In order to conserve natural resources, he uses a bicycle as his main means of transportation. He has been featured in a number of publications, such as the well-respected British journal The Economist. Heaven bless you, Xia Cheng, and Don't Eat Friends, for your laudable devotion to safeguarding our well-wishing animal co-inhabitants. We look forward to a day soon when all beings thrive in dignity and safety on our shared ecosphere.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Dari, a language spoken in Afghanistan, entitled Clearance.
دو تا راننده لاری که داشتن در جاده های یک شهر کوچک رانندگی میکردن به یک پل هوایی رسیدن که علامتی داشت که نوشته بود تا ارتفاع 30.5 متر مجاز. اردوی آنها از لاری های خود خارج میشوند و ارتفاع لاری ها را اندازه گرفتن که 3.75 متر بود. یکی از آنها از دیگر میپرسه: چی فکر میکنی؟ آن راننده بدقت به اطرافش نگاه میکنه و لاری را روشن میکنه و میگه: بیا بریم، حتی یک پلیس هم این طرف ها نیست.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I have a lot of problems as a vegan over here in Nigeria. No support whatsoever, and you are on your own. Meat alternatives are hard to come by. Victor from Nigeria.
Virtuous Victor, your sincere note is much appreciated. We understand that it might not be easy in some places, and we are so very proud of your courageous efforts. Beans, nuts and seeds are excellent sources of protein. The Nigeria Vegetarian Society, www.ivu.org/Nigeria Veg, is actively working to help people transition to the veg diet and may be able to help you find vegan meats. Also, our association members in Nigeria would be happy to share with you how to obtain animal-free food items. www.godsdirectcontact.org. Information from www.suprememastertv.com/v-veg, including plant-based food preparation shows, can be downloaded free of charge for your reference. All our best wishes for good luck and success in divine grace.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May boundless love illuminate your day.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In the northeastern province of Ratanakiri, Cambodia, residents and officials convey their gratitude for the 39 volunteer Alaxis, or Vietnamese doctors, who came to provide free medical checkups and treatment for the less fortunate.
The U.S. Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration announces that the last W-62 warhead, originally produced in the 1970s, has now been dismantled.
Thanks to a new law in Missouri, USA, canines such as 2-year-old Black Labrador Simon, who has been comforting children and helping them talk about their difficult experiences, will be able to stay in court with the children during their testimony.
The Lebanese government allocates $100 million for a new social plan designed to improve the livelihoods of at least 50% of the nation's less fortunate by 2015.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls on the Burmese government to release all political detainees for the most inclusive, free and fair elections on November 7 that would also advance the country's development and democracy.
Builder Dan Phillips of Texas, USA, has begun constructing houses from salvaged materials, creating charming yet affordable homes for artists, single mothers, and low-income families.
Sudan's capital city, Khartoum, bans the practice of water pipe smoking, or shisha, in public places.
The Red Cross in Burkina Faso, with the help of the International Committee of the Red Cross, assists 5,000 residents affected by flooding by providing basic necessities such as buckets, soap, blankets, kettles, clothing, and kitchen sets.
13-year-old Korean-American Jonathan Lee is visiting North Korea in the hope of proposing to Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il the idea of planting a children's peace forest in the shared zone between North and South Korea.
The UN Human Rights Council Advisory Committee urges for an end to the discrimination of anti-leprosy laws, saying that the disease is easily treated and millions have been cured with no need for the isolation that has been imposed on sufferers in the past.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.